Boy, BB Shay just opened up a can of worms in here. We just played the sports trivia game. BB Shay just said a minute ago, and I mean, this is a debate that's been going on for years. Should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? It's very interesting. If you'd asked me 20 years ago, I'd say, absolutely, he should be in the Hall of Fame. Look what he did on the field. You know Pete Rose? You know this debate?
No.
You don't know this stuff? It's a girl.
She don't know Pete Rose.
It's baseball. Pete Rose. Pete Rose has more hits than anybody else in the history of baseball. Okay? He's not in the Hall of Fame because...
He did steroids.
No.
Oh.
He bet on baseball. I believe he bet on his own team. He bet on the Reds. He was a player manager. And late in his career, and probably before that, and it was proven, he bet. Then he denied it. He's like, no. Then years, so they banned him. They were like, we have the evidence. You bet on baseball. It's the one rule. You can't do it. So they kept him out of the Hall of Fame. And so he's not allowed in the Hall of Fame. And for a while, they kept him. He couldn't even go to a stadium.
No. I mean,
they really kept him.
And
out.
Then they kind of, for a short time, dangled in front of him if you admit to it, we'll
do it.
We'll let you back in. And he admitted to it. And then they were like, no.
They didn't let him back
in.
And the guy who investigated him, here's an interesting piece of trivia. You know who Paul Giamatti is, the actor?
Yes.
His father, Bart Giamatti, was the commissioner of baseball, did the investigation. Shortly after the investigation, died of a massive heart attack. And they say that the stress of the investigation and the fans who were upset with him caused it, you know. So he admitted to Charlie Gibson on he admitted, yes, I bet on baseball. But they still didn't let him in. Then a lot of people say, well, once he dies, they'll let him in. And he died about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They still have not let him in. I think it's going away. I don't know.
I do too. I think the worst thing to do was put him in after he died.
I do too. He said, I don't want to be in.
If you're going to keep him out, keep him out.
Oh, I agree. And he said, I don't want to be in after I'm dead. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so 50-50 on it. Years ago, I said, let him in. He played. I mean, he was a phenomenal baseball. He has more hits than anybody else in the history of the game. How can you keep him out?
Unbelievable player.
Yes. But the argument is, it says on the clubhouse wall of every baseball stadium, the one rule, do not bet on baseball. You can bet on anything else. You cannot bet on baseball. He did. He admitted it. The punishment is you're not allowed in the Hall of Fame. So I sort of think, well, he did the crime. He has to do it. You know?
Do you think it's worse to bet against yourself than to bet for yourself?
Because
then you can easily throw the game.
Then you fix the game.
But if you bet on yourself, you were supposed to try your hardest anyway.
Well, here's the problem. He was the manager of the team. He was the player and the manager. So the argument is, yeah, he bet on his team, so he would try harder in the games he bet on, and then the next game he's letting the team and the sport down because it changes. Because he's in charge of the pitchers, so he would make decisions based on how he bet, or if he had a bet, not on the level playing field of the game.
Yeah.
Think about how many athletes are right now secretly betting. Because it's so easy now.
Well, this quarterback in college just did it, and he's out.
There's some guys in the NBA who are under federal indictment.
They're going to jail.
That's what I'm saying. It's obviously wrong, and they're not supposed to, but it's happening so much now, and you're never even going to find out about some of these people because they're doing it online anonymously, and they're not going to get caught.
When they are caught, they are suffering major consequences.
They should.
As they should. Well, Pete Rose has suffered major consequences. You think he should be in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I typically lean towards he did it on the field. At least give him credit for that, but I understand where you're coming from as well. It's weird.
You know, there's a few things about Pete Rose. First of all, I met him once in Vegas. We were there. It was at the Caesars Palace. And we went into the sport. My brother-in-law, Rob, said, Pete Rose is in this sporting goods store. So you go in. There's a velvet rope, so you can't really get next to him. But you could talk to him. And he was signing. Like, you paid $200 for a baseball, and he'd sign it.
He was there every day.
Every day he was signing. So I go over to him and be like, how do you think the Red Sox are going to do this year? And he'd go, I don't give a crap.
I don't know.
I said, who do you think is going to win the World Series? It was January. I said, who do you think is going to win the World Series? Christ, it's January. I don't know. Get out of my face. He's very ugly.
You going to buy something?
Very mean to me.
No.
Yeah, but I didn't buy anything. Okay. The other thing about him, he's such a person who will sign, I bet on baseball, and sign it. You know, I'm not in the Hall of Fame, and he would sign it because he would cash in on anything. In that game where we played the audio of him breaking the record, I read this years later. He wore every inning. He would go back into the locker room and change uniforms. So he wore 9 different uniforms in that game because there's 9 innings. So he could sell every uniform.
Oh,
for money.
See, he's actually a genius.
Well, they'd say it's a game worn in the game.
I broke
the record. I wore this jersey. Well, he wore 9 jerseys, so he would sign it. And I think the one where he actually broke the record probably did go to the Hall of Fame
without a doubt
when he swung the bat. But he sent it to everybody. Now, the best story about Pete Rose and me, though, I'm good friends with a guy named Charlie who advertises on our program, and I like him very much. And about, I'd say, 7 or 8 years ago, he, out of nowhere, texted me and said, do you think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame?
And this is loaded for him.
So I have to think, how does Charlie feel about Pete Rose?
Yeah.
Because you have to agree with him, which or way, else he'll hate you.
Exactly. Which way do I need to answer here?
So he says, do you think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame? And I have to sit there and stew on that. Because you know I always agree.
Of course. That's who you are.
When I play pickleball, a guy will literally come to me before the match and say, can you believe what Trump's doing? I'll go, man.
Unbelievable.
This guy.
Can't believe it.
He should be impeached. 5 minutes later, I'm standing by the water cooler. Don't you love what Trump's doing? You better believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do. I hope he gets rid of the election in 28 and just keeps on trucking.
I love this.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Well, I guessed yes to the Hall. So I say to Charlie, I do think he should be in the Hall of Fame. And
with hope.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
He texts back 5 minutes later, you're right. And I was like,
thank God.
Yes.
I'm so glad I have a brother in arms.
I came down on the right side of it. And he said, let's start a website to get him in the Hall of Fame. And I said, you and me together, Charlie, we can do it. We can get him in there. The next Father's Day, Charlie, who is my friend, gave me this for Father's Day. Pete Rose.
Happy belated Father's Day to Chris Kelly from the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Okay. I want to thank you for wanting me to be in the Hall of Fame and for your support. You guys have a great day. You're unbelievable.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you, Pete.
He should have ended it with, I never listened.
Oh, he doesn't.
Yeah, there's no way he's going down a list of cameo lines. I mean, Father's Day was big for him, I'm sure.
I'm sure it was.
Mm-hmm.
You're the greatest,
yeah.
Chris. Thanks, Pete.
What's the next one? Hey, Roger, Pete Rose, your kid said you're a big supporter of mine. You should think I should be in the Hall of Fame.
Man, thanks. And now and I'm not so sure anymore. You know, now I think, God, it makes sense to me. You know, you break the rules.
Yeah, it's so hard because, I mean, on the field.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what a big hypocrite I am. Do we have time? Do we have time for me to tell you what a hypocrite I am? Baby Shay and I talked about
it. Oh, sure. Why not?
We always have time for that.
A few weeks ago, this guy got cut from the Lions for some crime. I don't even know what it was. Really good cornerback.
Was it kidnapping?
Kidnapping.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. He's cut from the Lions. B.B. Shea and I discussed this. Look at this awful human being. Kidnapping. He ought to be out of the league. We were both like, yeah, kick him out from the Lions. Yesterday, I'm on Broncos podcast because I'm a Broncos fan. And they were like, word is the Broncos may pick up this cut cornerback from the Lions. I was like, do it. I put in the comments, yeah, they should.
I mean, who hasn't forced someone into a car?
He's really good. He's really good.
Oh, we all make mistakes.
He's like, this would be the perfect tandem to Patrick Surtain. I'm like, yeah.
And, oh, you've never locked your girlfriend in a room? Oh, all high horse, I see.
The guy was like, we could really get him on the cheap. I said, yeah, we could. We could. Oh, I'm such a horrible person.
We know he has lockdown defense.
The Chargers show it.
He's young. He's a lockdown corner. We're facing Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
We're facing Justin Herbert, Josh Allen. We got to have this.
I'm such a horrible,
terrible
person.